This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Texas has just become the first state to allow a Bible-infused curriculum to be taught in elementary schools.
8-7, the motion passes.
The Republican-led Texas Board of Education approving the newly developed public school curriculum for K through 5. It would prominently feature Bible stories like the Sermon on the Mount and parables like the Good Samaritan. Opponents say it disproportionately focuses on Christianity, isolating non-Christian students. Board member Marissa Perez-Diaz.
There are ways to separate the moral of the lesson from religious teachings, and so for that reason I still stand against.
The religious curriculum is expected to be challenged in the courts. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The curriculum is optional, but if schools use it, they will get additional funding. A New York judge has indefinitely delayed President-elect Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case. The decision was made as Trump backs Pam Bondi for attorney general. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Well, he's appointing an attorney general. This is a criminal case, and the answer is state criminal case, federal attorney general, and these two things should not collide.
The judge gave Trump's lawyers until December 2nd to file a motion to dismiss the case. It could be the beginning of the end of the fluoridization of tap water.
Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lottipol is telling cities and towns statewide to stop adding fluoride to their water systems.
In this day and age, with the additional sources of fluoride that people have access to, it is public health malpractice to continue adding fluoride to community water systems.
Lottipol says studies suggest fluoride is harmful to pregnant women and children. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Another powerful storm is headed to Northern California, says CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
Some places could see an additional 3 feet of snow as you get up into the Sierra Nevada and the Cascades. So we're going to continue to see these power outages with those wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour and continued travel disruptions.
Two people died and homes and streets were flooded when a bomb cyclone hit the region earlier this week. Bitcoin continues to grow in value, says CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
Bitcoin has jumped more than 40% higher on President-elect Trump's comments that he wants to make the U.S. a crypto superpower.
Bitcoin has more than doubled in value this year and this week surpassed $99,000. In Hong Kong, the holiday season was ushered in with a 10-minute-long fireworks show. Tourists posed for pictures in front of a huge Christmas tree. Less than 2 hours before the end of the trading day and the trading week, the Dow is up about 0.75% at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A massive fire engulfed an historic three-story home in Burlington this morning. At just before 4 a.m., fire crews were called to a home on Kane Avenue, a few blocks west of Pine. The massive home undergoing reconstruction was totally covered in flames. A cause isn't yet known. A Kenosha man wanted for the homicide of a pregnant Kenosha woman and her unborn child has been arrested. Lawrence Franklin Jr. had ties to Racine, but was found by U.S. Marshals in Plano, Texas yesterday. He's facing charges in connection with the September shooting death of Amaya Prather, a 22-year-old mother of three. Racine County's special election for county executive will feature Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. They'll face off December 19th. Malicki led the primary vote yesterday with roughly 5,700 votes ahead of Christensen's roughly 1,900. And a $12.5 million underground storage basin is being dug out near Chicory Road in Mount Pleasant. It's to address basement flooding issues for hundreds of homeowners in Mount Pleasant and Racine. The 1.7 million gallon tank is a collaborative effort between Mount Pleasant Sewer Utility and the Racine Wastewater Utility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won four of their last five, getting more points from Brook Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brook today, and I made the comment, you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brook was the only other guy in there shooting.
It was a really cool thing,
just watching him shoot over over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow, game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few more sun rays picking through those mostly cloudy skies today, with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. A few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow. Highs will return to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Happy Friday. We've just about made it to the weekend. Here's Spiral Staircase on WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. Yeah.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back. gossiphoning her at least 10 times a day.
Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. Stuart J. Waddles is here. Now, you have three kids at home, right?
Sure do.
Ages again?
Little girl just turned 9. Got a 6-year-old boy and a little girl who's 3.
9, 6, and 3. Do they have their own mobile communication devices?
Oh, heck no.
No. Too young.
They have tablets, but they're not connected to the world.
Not connected to the world. Okay. They got their little apps on there that they can play. And
Yeah. And that's about it.
Okay.
I kind of tinkered with the idea, you know, maybe they should be able to like call relatives or something, but they were not there yet.
If they need to talk to their relatives, mom and dad can help out with that.
Right.
Yeah. What percentage of American children under the age of 4 have their own communication devices?
I'm going to go right in the middle. I'm going to go 50-50.
75%. 75%.
Have their own.
This is the story. It says, a survey finds that 75% of American kids under the age of 4 have their own mobile communications devices.
I will say, you know, our little one does have one, but they wouldn't have one if their older siblings didn't have them.
Okay.
It's worth getting one to stop with.
Right.
I want one. There's a little bit of that in there, I'm supposing.
You know, if you ever try to keep an eye on kids, and especially with you, you have 3 kids. If you ever try to keep an eye on 3 kids, you'd swear they have their own teleportation devices. I mean, that's
the
thing. All right. There's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
This is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Ape Collectibles in Southridge Mall and Gurney Mills Mall. Your stop for toys, comics, sports, memorabilia, and so much more. Save the date for the second annual HappyCon, December 13th through the 15th at Southridge Mall. Enjoy vendors, gaming, and celebrity guests like WWE Hall of Famer Kurt Angle on the 14th from 11 to 6. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin and Nebraska square off for the Freedom Trophy. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You cry all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You cry all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie.
Presley on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Tonight, we're looking for a mostly cloudy sky and a low of 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, high 44. And Sunday, cloudy and 50.
Let me tell you now.
a home to my place. Watching every move on her face, she said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above.
All right now, yeah. All right.
7 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen. 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha, always on the historic 1400 AM, or you can listen to WRJN.com or download the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha man wanted for the homicide of a pregnant Kenosha woman and her unborn child has been arrested. Lawrence Franklin Jr. had ties to Racine but was found by U.S. Marshals in Plano, Texas yesterday. Franklin will face an extradition hearing in Texas before being transported back to Kenosha. He's facing charges in connection with the September shooting death of Amaya Prather, a 22-year-old mother of three. In a nail-biting finish, Racine St. Catherine secured their second WIAA state football title last night.
Sell now rolling out. Here they come. He throws it. Intercepted. Intercepted by Isaac Cantu. And the Angels, I believe, are going to win the state title here.
Dick Graceffa had the call on WRJN as the Angels put down Baldwin Woodville 26-22. The St. Cat's defense played a crucial role, forcing four turnovers, with Isaac Cantu's game-ending interception preserving the victory. The competition for Racine County Executive has come down to Wendy Christensen and Ralph Malicki. Those two will face off in a special election December 19th. In unofficial results from yesterday, Malicki emerged as the front-runner with roughly 5,700 votes. Christensen trailed with about 1,900. The special election was needed due to the unexpected death of former county executive Jonathan Delagrave. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A few more sun rays peeking through those mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures hovering in the low 40s. We've still got breezy winds out of the northwest, which will calm tonight. A few more sunspots expected throughout the day tomorrow. Highs will return to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Hey, one, you got the blues.
from 1975 and Evil Woman on WRJN. On their 1978 tour, they opened their shows by emerging from a giant spaceship. A lot of people thought it looked more like a hamburger. Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell that same friend they can save 30% or more if they go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. That's right, you can save 30% or more on all kinds of local food, merchandise, and services at WRJN.com.
Hang on, Snoopy.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town, and everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do, 'cause you know, Snoopy girl, I'm in love with you.
Come on.
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman, and congratulations to the Racine St. Catharines Angels, football champions of the WIAA for the second time in as many appearances. Angels senior Isaac Cantu intercepted a last-minute heave on a 4th-and-7 to seal the 26-22 state title win over Baldwin Woodville. So congratulations, Angels.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice
on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show.
If you want me,
whoa,
twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no,
I love you,
oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Wasn't me who changed.